Well, you're doing Christmas Day for us, aren't you? Thank you very much to people who work on the day when the rest of us just want to eat and lie around. And
I'll just be playing music for you on Christmas Day twice.
Yeah, what's happening? 2 o'clock and 5 o'clock, what will be happening?
2 o'clock, there's a special RNZ guest coming on, and we're going to mark the 15th anniversary of James Brown's death, because he died on Christmas Day 2006. So some close encounters with Mr. Dynamite, Mr. Please, 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 the godfather of funk himself, James Brown.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that.
Yep, and at 2 o'clock?
2 o'clock. Oh, no, that is the 2 o'clock.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock?
Some of the songs I'm going to play today that will hopefully accompany us as we're bursting full of Christmas lunch.
Just before the Queen's message.
Or
no
just
pressure.
What you need. Just what you need. Or also, you know, either you're in recovery from overeating or you're stressing out because you've got to get something done in the oven, or you just don't care and you're doing something else, whatever you want on Christmas Day, I'll be there with some tunes for you. Like
nice.
This one.
Mm-hmm.
This is released, this came out last Christmas. This is Tammy Nielsen, and I think everyone's a fan of Tammy Nielsen, particularly this week, after she appeared at the Aotearoa Music Awards wearing an absolutely stunning political message on her, which was about women having equal representation in the music world, as the awards had somehow scheduled an all-male lineup to perform. So she came out with an absolutely stonking outfit with a headdress, her mask and dress. That was, just really putting out the message there that we have some amazing women artists in Aotearoa. So this song is her cover of Willie Nelson's Pretty Paper, and it's been a song that's been covered by numerous artists, and I thought it was particularly poignant that Tammy did it, because thanks to our mate COVID-19, she wasn't able to perform at a Willie Nelson event, and I think she had to do it from home online. So, and this was on the back of her Chickaboom album. So it's been some rotten luck in that sphere for Tammy, but yet she still powers on. So this is her version of Pretty Paper, with all proceeds of the song going to Auckland City Mission.
Busy feet hustle by hand, downtown shoppers, Christmas is nigh. There he sits all alone on the sidewalk, hoping that you won't pass him by. Should you stop? Better not. Much too busy. Better hurry. My how time does fly. In the distance, the ringing of laughter. And in the midst of the laughter, ribbons of blue.
She can sing.
Oh, yes. That's Tammy Nielsen.
I was just thinking, this is probably a credit to Willie as much as Tammy Nielsen. It's one of those tracks that's, what, 240? Two minutes 40? And yet it's absolutely perfectly rounded, like a little mini symphony or opera or something. It's just the key to amazing songwriting is to be able to do that, isn't it?
And leave you wanting more or tell you a complete story. So Tammy chose a song. She's written a beautiful statement about it on Bandcamp, where you can go purchase the song if you wish, and proceeds go to Auckland City Mission. Is that she was saying that it's penned by Willie Nelson, and it transcends the usual Christmas fear of snow, sleigh bells and Santa Claus, you know, things that actually don't relate to us in the Southern Hemisphere either. But the song is a voice for the voiceless, sung from the perspective of someone who is homeless. And so I think that, you know, there's an extra poignancy to a song like that in the times that we're in. Now we're just going to completely do a handbrake slide to a different song, and one that has just come out. This is by bassist on call for many acts, Marika Hodgson, in her solo project, Sorrento. So she's been musical director for Troy Kingi. She's played with many bands and many artists such as Nathan Haynes, who also solos on this track on flute. And I think if you're a fan of New Zealand music from a certain time, I'm thinking of Breaks Co-op and their, I think, platinum record, The Sound Inside, which came out in 2005. This is for you because you'll hear the voice of Andy Lovegrove, who was such a distinctive sound on that album, and particularly the track The Other Side.
It was a huge hit, wasn't it? It was the Sound of Summer hit.
It totally is. So he's back after 7 years on this Sorrento song called Getting It On, which I think he co-wrote. So there you've got Nathan Haynes on flute here, and a key solo from Wellington artist Daniel Hales, who's in the jazz circles and many people's bands as well. So let's take a listen to this track called Getting It On.
Tell you when to stop. I gotta
that running for about 10 or 11 minutes.
Yeah, that'll get you to the pips.
Yeah. Blood pressure's coming down, heart rate's coming down.
I did see an audible breath out and shoulders lower.
You
as soon
see
as
it,
this,
you heard it.
And it was both. It was both.
One
shoulders
of my
came down.
Sighs, which can go on a bit.
That is probably a song we all need about 3 days out from Christmas as the mad rush begins. And if you're already on holiday, then I hope that's, you know, furthering your deep relaxation. That's Getting It On by Sorrento, featuring the vocals of Andy Lovegrove, whom you may remember from Breaks Co-op days. I think that's an essential summer cut, don't you think, with those... There's some congas in there. There's that, you know, mellifluous flute of Nathan Haynes. Those vocals. Sweet, we need that.
All G's, as they say.
All G's, yep. And we can expect more from Sorrento, the solo project of Marika Hodgson in 2022, which is dangerously close, isn't it?
Mm.
Got one more song for you, Catherine, and this is one that I'll be featuring as well on Christmas Day because... It's a good mantra to have. I've gone into the back pockets. And I know you played some Stevie Wonder yesterday on the show. And I was like, oh, this will...
Yeah. Was it Superstition?
No.
Something else.
No. But I thought, oh, I'll
it's too long ago.
24 hours ago. It's too long ago.
It's gone.
Yeah, that's right. So I thought, well, we'll be on theme for, you know, a bit of Stevie a day keeps the blues away.
Yeah.
So... You know, this is for this time where it does get a little bit stressful. You might be in traffic, you're trying to pack down for the road, or the eggs are too fresh, so the pavlova might collapse. It's okay, just turn it into eaten mess. It's fine. It's
or a flat pav, a rolled pav's another one. You can just roll it up and make it a different kind of pav.
Just put
what
enough.
Do you call it? A roulade.
A roulade. Look, just put a whole lot of.
Accidentally, like.
Just put some cream, some fruit on it. Sprinkle some cocoa powder or some icing sugar.
Want the sugar and the cream anyway. Doesn't
That's
matter
right.
What it looks
just
like,
dairy
right?
and sugar. That's all we want. Mm. So just
chill.
It'll be okay. If the ham's only coming out of the oven at 8 o'clock at night, it's fine. If you forget to turn the oven on, it's going to be okay.
Let me get this word right. Watch out for the shelpers this Christmas. The shelpers, the show helpers, you know, who just... come along and say, oh, you've just made that flat pav and spent hours doing it. Let me take that out and take it around all the guests for you. Well, here you are. I've brought all the dishes out and put them in the sink. That's me. I'm off.
All right. You've just done your bit.
You've done your bit.
Show helpers.
You have to I think it's that word. It's shelpers. It was shelping, wasn't it? It was shelping. This was a Leah McFall column that had me in tears of laughter. Google it and find it. But anyway, those people who just turn up last minute, take all your work and wander around passing it out as if they've just been slaving away in the kitchen. They do exist. It will happen. But you're going to put on your music selection from today from Yardener, put on your Sorrento Getting It On or whatever, and cope.
Yeah. And then from 1973's Inner Visions, here's Stevie Wonder with the mantra we all need.
Need to kid him to you.
And you too. And please stay safe out there. Take a breath, everyone. We'll see you back here in... 2022.
Yadna soka kitiano.
Cindy, mama, you understand that?
No.
Well, I understand that you can't, because I've been to, you know, Paris, Beirut, you know, I've been to Iraq, Iran, Eurasia, you know, I speak very, very fluent Spanish. Todo está bien chévere. You understand that?
Bien chévere.
Chévere.
Bien chévere.
Is that right, mama?
Yeah,
because I got my shaking room.
Everybody's got a thing, but some don't know. Reaching out in vain, just taking the things not worth having. But don't you worry about a thing. Don't you worry about a thing, mama. 'Cause I'll be standing on the side when you check it out. You say your style of life's a drag, and that you must go other places. But just don't you feel too bad when you get fooled by smiling faces.
says, but don't you worry about a thing. Don't you worry about a thing, mama. Cause I'll be standing on the side when you check it.
Advice there from Stevie Wonder. Thanks very much to Yardnasaur.